Think back to the last time someone told you to stop playing games and focus on something important. That advice, repeated by parents and teachers for generations, is rapidly becoming obsolete. We're witnessing a fundamental shift in how businesses drive results, engage customers, and motivate employees. And it all revolves around what we once dismissed as mere child's play. Companies like Google, Nike, and Microsoft aren't just tolerating games anymore. They're building entire strategies around them. The reason? Games tap into something profound about human motivation that traditional business approaches have completely missed. When Napoleon needed to solve his army's food crisis, he didn't issue orders. He created a competition that sparked innovation across France and ultimately gave us canned food. That's the power we're talking about, turning challenges into games that people actually want to play. McDonald's Monopoly promotion isn't just a clever marketing gimmick. It's a masterclass in behavioral economics. Since 1987, this simple game has driven customers to visit more frequently and spend significantly more per visit. In 2011 alone, it generated a staggering 5.5% increase in same-store revenue, translating to roughly $350 million in just 60 days. The game works because it transforms mundane transactions into treasure hunts, tapping into our innate desire for exploration and discovery. Traditional businesses face unexpected competition. Kiva's CEO identifies Zynga as his biggest rival. With 96% of people gaming at home and 80% during commutes, the average gamer is now a 43-year-old woman. Women are 53% more likely than men to play mobile games. Automakers discovered young people are losing interest in driving. Between 2001 and 2010, teen miles driven fell 23%, while unlicensed young adults increased 20%. Smartphones offer constant feedback and social connection. Driving demands undivided attention without immediate rewards. Ford and Nissan responded with gamification. Hybrid vehicles feature virtual plants flourishing with eco-friendly driving, while the Nissan Leaf enables competition for safety and sustainability. eBay's transformation proves instructive. After struggling in 2008, the company achieved record earnings by 2012 through user-centered design borrowed from game companies. Their Epic Design Lab recognized eBay's auction format and feedback system were already fundamentally gamified. They just needed to embrace it fully. In 1994, three game theorists received the Nobel Prize for using chess, checkers, and poker to understand strategic interactions. Seven more Nobel winners followed in the next decade. But pure game theory has limitations, because humans don't always act rationally. The promise of gamified strategy lies in combining mathematical models with emotional understanding. World Without Oil, a 2007 alternate reality game, asked 1,800 participants to imagine living through a 32-day oil crisis, generating insights statistical models alone could never capture. Wikistrat, the world's first massively multiplayer online consultancy, treats projects as competitions where global analysts create scenarios, with the best winning prizes. Adobe achieved over 90% engagement in strategy planning using gamification with 40 team members. The UK Department for Work and Pensions created Idea Street, a gamified marketplace where employees propose innovations traded like stocks. Without cash rewards, it delivered $10 million in savings within 9 months through 60 implemented ideas. These systems succeed through accelerated feedback loops, providing immediate, transparent responses, unlike traditional suggestion boxes where ideas disappear into bureaucratic voids. Over 50% of U.S. workers are dissatisfied with their jobs, costing companies like Apple up to $125,000 per skilled worker departure. Millennials seek quick advancement and frequent feedback, not entitlement, but clear pathways with discernible victories. Target revolutionized checkout with simple game mechanics. Cashiers see G for green when scanning fast enough, R for red when too slow, plus percentage scores. Satisfaction increased despite monitoring. The game gave them agency over repetitive work, transforming monotony into personal challenge without elaborate prizes. OnlyCare's IT help desk initially tried accountability metrics and gift cards, but professional staff found it demeaning. They pivoted to OmniQuest with challenges, badges, and achievement-based goals. This reduced hold and drop-off rates by 80% while improving morale. The lesson? Gamified systems must feel optional and empowering, especially for knowledge workers who resist imposed systems. Microsoft's Windows Language Quality game engaged 4,600 employees to review over 500,000 screens, finding 7,000 defects through competing language teams on leaderboards. In 2002, the American military launched America's Army, a video game providing virtual military experience. At $33 million over 10 years, a fraction of their $700 million annual recruitment budget, it became their most cost-effective recruitment tool ever. MIT research found it gave 30% of young Americans a more favorable view of the Army and impacted recruits more than all other advertising combined. Google placed a billboard with a mathematical puzzle leading to another puzzle and ultimately to Google Labs with the message, "We're looking for the best engineers in the world, and here you are." This targeted approach attracted precisely the problem solvers they wanted. L'Oreal's Brandstorm competition invites teams from 40 countries to design and market new product lines. Beyond recruitment, it delivers dozens of vetted product ideas with complete marketing plans while helping L'Oreal understand younger consumers. Research from the University of Denver Business School found organizations using video games for training have employees with 11% more factual knowledge, 14% more skill-based knowledge, and 9% higher retention rates than traditional methods. Dr. Siva Sailam Thiagarajan's Four Doors approach offers learners choice: the library, information resources, the playground, games, the cafe, social comparison, and the evaluation torture chamber, testing. This transforms mandatory training into self-directed learning. The Obama administration's Race to the Top program demonstrates how gamification drives innovation. This $4.35 billion educational reform contest awarded points to states implementing accountability measures, with Hawaii rising from low scores to top performance in 1 year. The Whitehall study of over 10,000 British civil service workers revealed that lower-ranking employees had higher mortality rates from heart disease. Workplace rank proved a stronger health predictor than fitness, smoking, or diet, suggesting higher status literally extends life. The key lies in eustress, good stress, that creates positive sensations like roller coaster excitement, motivating learning and growth. World of Warcraft's 11 million daily players working together in guilds experienced decreased anxiety, depression, and stress. NextJump CEO Charlie Kim gamified employee exercise with mixed teams and leaderboards tracking workout frequency. Results: 80% now exercise regularly versus 33% at paid gyms, faster project completion, and below average turnover. Adam Bosworth's Kias proved point systems combined with team challenges powerfully motivate wellness. 90% recommend the service, 70% actively engage. Google's 70-20-10 model, 70% core tasks, 20% core projects, 10% unrelated activities, spawned Gmail and AdSense. Their campuses feature games like volleyball, making recess the new smoke break, proving play doesn't just make work colorable, it makes people excel. We're at an inflection point. By 2015, 70% of major companies adopted gamification because it delivers measurable behavior change and speaks the native language of new generations. With customers giving businesses under 60 seconds to prove themselves while juggling multiple screens, traditional engagement fails. Gamification cuts through by leveraging surprise, delight, and our desire for mastery. The most successful implementations prioritize status, access, and power over tangible rewards, the currencies that truly motivate us. We're moving toward a future where fun becomes the new work and the new buying, selling, and attention grabbing. In an age where personal satisfaction trumps monetary wealth, ensuring happiness isn't optional. The question isn't whether to embrace gamification, but how quickly you implement it before competitors do.